Two musicians marched with Anthony Wayne in the Ohio Indian War. One beat a drum, one blew a fife. They were young and full of life. They played their songs in a steady time so the troops could march in line. In drills and battle from fort to fort, they played in perfect time. They marched in tight precision to the sound of the fife and drum through the wild frontier of Ohio till their battle song was done. Early on that August morning, from Fort Deposit they led the way. The sound of horses' hooves and tramping boots filled the air that fateful day. Along the Maumee River's northern shore, to where the nations laid in wait, their tempo led Wayne's army to where the fallen timbers lay. They marched in tight precision to the sound of the fife and drum through the wild frontier of Ohio till their battle song was done. The battle cries were everywhere, the guns began to roar. The dead and wounded on both sides fell, the casualties of war. Soon the only sounds were battle sounds, their last notes forever gone. One young man's drum was covered with blood, and a fife lay on the ground. It could have been a musket ball, or a bayonet, or knife, that made their music silent, that nearly cost each boy his life. They marched in tight precision, to the sound of the fife and drum, through the wild frontier of Ohio, till their battle song was done.